You're listening to Chili Bee ASMR. For visual experiences, find us on YouTube. Now relax and enjoy the audio.
Hi, Heather. Nice to see you. I'm Dr. B.
Nice to meet you.
First time into the chiropractic office today, right? Perfect. So we'll go ahead and do a full workup on you just to get a baseline. We all have aches and pains, but we can kind of track them as we go throughout your treatment, okay? Okay. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions just to get your background and where you're generally at right now. Any pain in this very moment in the body?
At this very moment? No, but like on a regular basis.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that.
I had a lot of like shoulder and neck problems.
Shoulder and neck.
I know that some of it is posture related.
Mm-hmm, as we all do these days.
Yeah, so I think that that's my biggest thing. But sometimes my lower back as well.
Lower back. And is it a throbbing pain, shooting pain?
Definitely not shooting. I think throbbing is probably a better word.
This is chronic. This is something you've had for months, years?
Shoulder and neck years, for sure. The lower back, I guess chronic, but really it comes and goes. Like, it'll be bad for a month, and then it won't bother me for a few.
Okay. And it looks like in your intake form, it says you're pretty active. You're getting active exercises 4 or 5 times a week, so that's great.
Yeah.
Any pain with exercising, any inability to exercise because of that low back or that shoulder discomfort?
No.
It feels okay?
It feels okay.
Okay. So that automatically is telling me it's probably not a super specific injury that's occurred, because that would probably, if you're doing a lot of physical activity, that would probably aggravate that. So yeah, you're right, probably more due to posture. Maybe some things are just out of alignment. We can do some adjustments there. Are you, lifestyle questions, are you sitting at a desk more than 6 or 7 hours a day, sitting on your computer?
Some days, but I don't have a full-time office job, so, like, yes, okay. There are days that I am at a desk the whole day, but it's not 5 days a week.
When you are at your leisure time, are you still coming back, are you still at home watching a lot of screens a lot, though?
During leisure time, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're still probably spending 8 hours a day looking at a screen of sorts.
Yeah.
Right. And any numbness or tingling in the hands or feet?
No.
No, okay. Any headaches, migraines, things like that?
I mean, I definitely get headaches, but the headaches are very related to like, oh, I didn't sleep enough last night, or I didn't drink coffee yet this morning.
You can kind of trace it back.
Yeah, I kind of know. I feel like I know more about where that comes from, and yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll do a workup here, but I'm not seeing anything that's particularly unusual. We all have these sort of modern problems with our neck and shoulders looking like this. Even if you don't work at a desk sitting all day, you're then immediately getting onto your phone and your computer at night, right? So let me start out by completing what we call a cranial nerve exam. So we'll just do a modified version here.
Okay.
We don't need to go too crazy just because you're not having any neurological symptoms, but anytime we're going to manipulate the spine, we definitely want to make sure there's nothing neurological going on before we start doing that. So go ahead and just stare right over there for me. I'm going to be shining a light in the eyes. I'm just looking for a reaction of the pupils. That's fine. Follow my pen everywhere it goes, just moving your eyes. Any blurriness or double vision?
No.
Perfect. That's great. Open and close your jaw for me. Can you clench? Clench. Good. Push against me here with your chin. Push against me back here. Any pain with that?
No.
Okay, forward here. That doesn't aggravate the neck muscles. Okay, great. Turn to this side. Other way, against me. Yeah, perfect. And back this way. Good. Shrug your shoulders. Keep them up. No problems there.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, again, probably not an injury, probably more overuse or posture related. Okay. close your eyes and just say yes when you feel me touch you.
Okay. Yes. 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 Yes.
Good. Does that feel the same as that?
Yes.
Here and here?
Yes.
Here and here?
Yes.
Okay. Does this feel sharp or dull?
Dull. Dull.
Good.
Dull.
Okay, that's all fine. You can open your eyes and relax. Stick out your tongue, move it side to side. Good, no drooping, that's perfect. you can let your jaw hang for me, please. I'm gonna just be tapping here, looking for a reflex. Very good. Again, stare straight ahead. Ignore my me scraping you here. Don't look down. Keep staring, ignore me. Can you hold your arms up like this? Close your eyes. Don't move them. Flip them upside down for me. Keep them there, don't move them. Touch your finger with nose with this finger. Good, back. Do it with this finger. Good, awesome. So you can open your eyes now. I'm going to do your reflexes. So just go completely loose for me if you can. All your weight. Yeah, there you go. There you go. A little bit.
Strange sensation.
Yeah, it is. I'm just hitting the tendon here. Go completely loose. Give me all your weight. There you go. A little bit of a electric shock, right? Give me all your weight. Just lean on me. There you go. Thing on this side. Perfect. Very good reflexes. Okay. Get your knees here. Yeah. That's normal. Some people are more reactive than others. I'm just going to scrape the bottom of your foot. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Babinski's negative. All right, so all that's intact. I'm going to start with some chiropractic tests now.
Okay.
So I'm going to be getting up on the table to do a couple of tests.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to get up here. I'm going to be pressing down on your head. Tell me if there's any pain when I compress you here. Any pain that shoots down here?
No shooting, no.
Okay. When I lift you up here, does that feel good, bad?
I mean, it feels fine.
Feels fine, no, yeah. Real change.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have you cross your arms like this. I'm going to twist you this way and push you down a little. Any pain there in the low back?
No.
Okay. Same thing, twist and pain. Any pain in the low back?
No.
Okay. Relax the arms. Let me just make the movements for you here. Okay. Can you go down as far as you can go? Forward. Pain with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, go back as far as you can go. Pain with that?
I can feel a little like, you know.
Tightness? Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Ear to shoulder, one way or the other. Like this. There you go. And the other way? Anything with that?
No.
Okay. Arms up like this. Push the wrists together. Any issues in the shoulders?
No.
Okay. Any tingling in the hands?
No.
All right, relax. I'm just gonna quickly feel the spine here before we lay you down. Yeah, there's a lot of tightness for sure. All right. I'm going to have you lay face down on the table and just pop your sweater off, okay?
Okay.
All right, Heather, taking a look at the back. I'm just going to examine, especially, I know you said it's the neck and shoulders are bothering you the most, right?
Yeah.
Okay, any sensitivity or ticklishness on the back that I should be aware of?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I am not seeing any bruising or anything like that. which is good. Again, no sign of injury. Looking at the neck as well. No, everything's fine. So I'll be using a couple of different tools today. I want to measure the temperature variations in the spine, and that tells me a lot. So basically you have a spine that goes down and the vertebrae stack on top of each other. And in between those vertebrae, there is lots of nerves. There's lots of cartilage that can get compressed. It can get inflamed. It can get hot. That can be a sign of swelling. So that's what I'm looking for. I've got a little tool. I'm just going to put a smidge of oil on the back here so I don't scrape up your skin. I'm going to be running this tool down your neck looking for these variations. So yeah, just relax. If there's any discomfort, let me know. Otherwise, I will let you know if there's any major jumps. And there's a little one right there in the neck. You'll be feeling just a little mark as well. It'll come off. I'll wipe it off at the end of the session, but it helps me determine where we need to do those adjustments. Slight jump there, nothing super noticeable. And there. Another bigger jump. The next setting, just above there. You're actually not too, most people have some form of kyphosis or this hump here, the tech neck, right? Mm-hmm. But yours is actually not that pronounced. There is swelling though. I could just feel by touching it that there's some swelling here, but you're not too bad. I've seen way worse. Oh, big one right there. Nothing new. There are a few couple points here that I'm going to pay attention to for sure. Let's just measure that out here. So we've got I'm going to start doing a little bit of soft tissue work. Because there is quite a bit of swelling here, you can even see it starting to get red right away. I want to do a little work before I do any adjustments because I don't want to reset those ribs until the body's a little more warmed up. a pressure point tool here. I feel just a little bit of a pressure and hear a click, like just like that. And all I'm doing is just applying a slight amount of pressure to a very specific point. Is this tender at all?
No.
It's not too bad, okay.
Not too bad.
Okay, got something right there. Feel that? Feel that clicking in the head. Is that too intense?
No.
Okay, it's just a little more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. Your neck's really swollen and warm. I'm gonna work into the scalp a little bit here. Try and break up some of those adhesions in the scalp. So this muscle extends all the way from right about up here down the neck. So if it's getting tight down there, it's getting tight up into the scalp as well. You're going to feel kind of an interesting sensation. Is that tolerable for you?
Yeah, it's tolerable.
Okay. I'm not going to go too hard. I'm just going to see if I can bring up any petechia. There's definitely that swelling is causing a lot of waste and toxins, and we need to pull it out. Have you ever had cupping done?
No.
Okay, maybe we can do that next session. A little bit of redness coming out. That'll go away in a couple of days. I'm gonna do my first adjustment now. I just want you to take a deep breath in and out. Good. I'm going to do a shoulder run. Deep breath in and out. Good. Clicked right into place. Perfect. Same thing on this side. That one's a little stuck. Put this arm behind your... Can you move that? Is that too painful in the shoulder? Okay. Just going to try and get underneath the shoulder blade here. Feel too bad. You can relax that arm. Try the other one for me. And this one's a little more congested. You're going to feel that cold pressure point tool. Working my way up to the scalp a little bit here. Some concession. Just listening here. So we need to do a rib adjustment. Yeah, let's do one. This one right here. Okay, deep breath in and out. Good. I'm just gonna slide this down just a smidge to feel that low back, okay? Really tight right here. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that tender?
A little.
On the skin here. It's really glued down. Gonna reassess here, see if we've made any difference in the neck. A little better. So I basically think that it's not really as bad as it could be, this neck and shoulder, the posture, but you're going to benefit from, you know, getting your head in that reverse position where your body is inverse, you know, your neck is stretching back, your back is expanded. Benefit from massage if you have the ability to do so. Just a lot of tight muscles. If you're using them a lot, they're going to be tight. But it doesn't feel that bad to me, honestly. So that's good. That's a good thing. The kyphosis is minor. I think with some basic stretching and massage, you could be feeling a lot better. Okay. I'm just going to make a couple notes, but then you'll be good to go. Just wipe off that oil for you. So let's have you in a couple of months for some cupping. I think that would be great to clear out some of that toxicity and swelling. But in the meantime, we'll just print you out some stretches and exercises you can do to help inverse that tech neck. But yet, it doesn't seem like there's any major injury, so that's great. And for your first visit, we've got a nice baseline now. Okay, Heather? All right, I'll see you very soon.